6471, Jenkins and 158.
Hi, 6471. I got your mechanical tied up. What's going on with your bus?
So almost immediately after leaving the garage, I got a... It kind of felt like it was going to stall out, and the red stop engine light indicator came on. And so I pulled over. It almost immediately went off, and the engine's kind of settled, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll see if it goes, you know, repeats itself. And sure enough, as soon as I turned on to Jenkins, it did it again. So, and I'm about to hop on the freeway to drive all the way out to Tiger Transit Center, so this doesn't seem like a bus that should be doing that.
Your red stop engine light came on, and you felt like the bus was going to stall?
Correct. That's what it felt like. The engine started kind of fluttering very down, low RPMs, and the red check engine light and the alarm light sound came on both times that I indicated.
Is it running fine right now, or because you stopped, it all stopped?
It's idling fine right now where I'm parked, but like I said, it did that stop engine indicator and the feel of it like it was going to die twice since I pulled out of the garage, and I'm just on Jenkins and 158th. I literally just turned out of the garage.
Okay, are you able to just turn around and go back to the garage and go to pull out repair, possibly get a different bus, and then we'll figure out where to put you in from there?
Yeah, I can do that. The easiest way I could pull into this, the Reeser's Fine Foods parking lot and pull out on the other side. I'm just not sure if this entrance on Jenkins connects to that. Do you guys happen to know? Because that would be the easiest way for me to turn around and get back to the garage.
We're currently looking on you making a left on J Street. We don't want you going into any parking lots. So just up ahead, there's a Southwest J Street. If you're able to make a left, it goes all the way back around to 158, and then you make a left again.
Left on J, left on 158, back to the garage. Okay, that's what I'll do.
Okay, and then just send it ready for service when you get your new bus or they are able to fix your current issue.
Copy that. Will do.
Thank you. At 0 at 619.